Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in this chapter of Taqwa, and a little bit introduction with regard to Taqwa. The word Taqwa is derived from Wiqaya, which refers to a head covering that is used to shield a person from harm. In other words, anything that a person uses to protect himself, that is from where the word Taqwa comes from. And this is a natural instinct in every creation of Allah, that it wants to protect itself from harm. When it comes to our deeni matters, it refers to our deeni harm, and that is the disobedience of Allah, that a person must protect himself from all the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and in that is included obedience of Allah Ta'ala, to obey all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And for this, a definite and a particular exercise is required. Just like for many other things of our dunya, we have to have a particular effort. In order to acquire this taqwa also, an effort is required. And basically, which Allah Ta'ala has said, is kunu ma'as sadiqeen, which really is kunu ma'al muttaqeen. Those people who are true in their taqwa, stay with such people, and then it will rub off onto us. Our dunya's harm, every person sees it. If there is something slippery in front, water, some grease, oil, a person can see it and he protects and he tells his children, tells other people, be careful here. If somebody flashes lights on the road, then we are take our precaution, there must be speed traps in front. So those are things which we can see. But in the matters of deen, we cannot see Allah Ta'ala. And when we disobey the Allah Ta'ala's commands, we can't see with the eyes of our head the harm. And when obeying the commandments of Allah, we can't see with the eyes of our head the benefits of it. We all have come for Fajr, realizing it is Farz, we have to come, but we can't see the benefits. What is taqwa is with the eyes of the heart a person sees, that I have obeyed Allah Ta'ala, and to stay away from all types of gunas. Not only to lead an outward deeni life, just a paper outward life, but in reality we stay away from all the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So for this, that is called taqwa, and for that an effort is required that it comes into a person. In the context of faith, of iman, taqwa refers to a figurative shield that is placed between a person and that which may harm him spiritually. That is, a person understands from inside, it's not an outside thing, that he has to stay away from all types of harm, from all types of disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Taqwa entails a person obeying the commands of Allah Ta'ala and refraining from that which he has prohibited. That is basically what is taqwa. Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, the exercise of tasawwuf, becoming ba'at of with a sheikh, and making one's tarbiyat, the whole object of it is that by nature a person stays away from all the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and he fulfills all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So once that is achieved, then that is the purpose for all this. It is not just a matter of making dhikr, etc. It is not just a matter of being in the company of the sheikh, but it is really this quality has to come into us. That is what is required. So one who exercises taqwa is called a muttaqi, that person who has got taqwa. And also, as we have explained, that it isn't that when a person has got taqwa that he will never commit any sin. He is still a human being, and being a human being, he will err. But it is, as soon as he makes a mistake, he will become conscious of it. What have I done? I've done wrong. And he will make tawbah. And as soon as he makes his tawbah, his taqwa is again in place. It is salamat and it is in place. As soon, just like a person who is ba'a wudu, who stays with wudu. But every person, his wuzu has to break. He's a human being. He is going to fall asleep. He is going to go to toilet. He will pass wind, pass water. So his wuzu will break. But a ba-wuzu person is who makes wuzu again. So just like that, our taqwa will break. But a muttaqi is that person who will make tawbah and his taqwa is back on its place. So that is what is required. Many verses of the Quran and many ahadith outline the necessity of developing taqwa, and they elucidate its many benefits. This isn't just a matter of the of mashayikh in the khanqa of Sufis that we have to acquire taqwa, but it is very clearly from the Quran. So many ayat of the Quran stresses on us that we have to acquire taqwa, and then all the method of it also has been mentioned, and the fruit of it, the result of it, that also has been mentioned. Taqwa protects one from difficulties. It draws halal sustenance, and it protects one from the enemy of Allah Ta'ala. Amongst the benefits of taqwa, one of them is it protects a person from difficulties. Difficulties we are protected from also. When a person has got taqwa, Allah saves him from hardships and difficulties. But this is the life of dunya, and yes, some tests and trials will come to every person also. And it is taqwa that will, a person will come out of those difficulties. If a person hasn't got taqwa, then he gets trapped in those difficulties and he feels he can never come out of it. And there is no way out of him. Such a person goes into a depression, becomes despondent, and it even can lead to a person to losing his iman. That there are these difficulties, if Allah is there, why isn't He taking me out of these difficulties? But it is taqwa, if a person has got, that first of all, by and large, he will be protected from difficulties. Some little tests and trials will come, but Allah Ta'ala will let him come out of those tests and trials also with ease and comfort. Outwardly, it will appear that he is in some difficulty, but all the time, in his heart, he will have contentment. And he will know Allah is there and Allah is going to help me. So whether it be any kind of difficulties, financial problems, marital problems, domestic problems, health problems, any arguments and fights with people, whatever problems it can be, he will have contentment, Allah is going to take me out, and Allah takes him out. So taqwa is a very, very great essential ingredient and very essential commodity that we all must have in our lives. Just like we must have sabr, we must have shukr, all the other qualities also, honesty, righteousness. Taqwa is also a great quality that we have to understand. It's a necessity of my life. Whenever we sit down to make dua, we should make dua for taqwa also. Realize that taqwa is a definite item on my list, on my agenda, which I have to acquire. And with my effort, more important, I have to beg Allah for this taqwa. And I have to make dua for it. And then we have to see that am I acquiring taqwa or not. And we have to get at least to the pass mark level of having taqwa. Then getting distinctions in taqwa, that is something very great. But at least so much that we are in the pass mark level, that we have got so much of taqwa. As we understand, we have a shopping list, I have to buy this, I have to buy that. We must have a spiritual list, and on there must be taqwa also, that I have to acquire this taqwa. Unfortunately, we are mostly unmindful totally about it. We don't think about taqwa also, that we need it in our lives, have to make effort. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.